Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI. Well, Cowboy Wisdom Radio and Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. Today is a different time because I've got to be on a video marketing class tonight at 5 o'clock when the show usually happens. So I choose to open people's eyes to understand something I expanded into in the last, well, I guess it's been the last 5 months, but I really got the grasp of it. Most of our challenges stem from being selfishly serious about ourselves. And that is something I've really expanded into and started to understand. And once I opened up to this, it really, really gave me a different outlook on life. As I do this, I really let go of being stuck in where I was. And it freed me up in a lot of ways to really open up and live a different way. But what it really does is it really allows me to be unselfish with myself, because poverty consciousness and all that is actually being stuck on ourselves. And I really opened up to this, and I started really grasping this, realizing that most of the anger comes from taking myself too serious and doing things in that order. And so when I freed this up, I really allowed myself the energy to move forward and do things in a different way. So as I chose to expand out of this, I chose to really engage in myself and really free myself up to be a free person. And as I freed this up, I allowed myself to let go of the greedy neediness that I was taught as a child. And even though we have expanded out of this, there's a lot of times we still look at the world as there's a lack in it, when there's an abundance in it. You know, I've caught myself. I talk about it. I've done this. But now I opened up to realize it. And it gives me the genuineness to admit it to myself and to allow this to happen. And just by doing this, I really engaged in a different way of life and stopped right where I was at in my life. Today I see the world in the way it is and how it's going to be and what's happening with everything in my life. As I now see, I did everything I was supposed to in life, and I really clamped down. But it really allowed my heart and my gut and everything else to open and be more expansive and more willing to engage in that inner, in my entrepreneurial intention to energize a vision. And that is something when your entrepreneurial intention to energize a vision, does that sound more, have more oomph than say I set a goal? And once you understand how this all works and expands you, you have the sand to engage in it. But what I really come to grips with is how selfish I was in my inner self. And once you see this, you'll start seeing it in the world and how it really plays out in the world. And how I even look back on myself and reflect and really be doubtless in where I'm going and where the life is going to lead me, because I chose to let go of the selfishness and expand out of the greedy neediness of that I had to have this and I had to have that. It all ended up in a very poor way. So now I set this bar a little higher in my life because I know I can strive to it, because I am more willing and open to listen to the world rather than let the world shut me down and be caught up in where I'm at. It's really an entrepreneurial lure that I have. It's like a folklore now and a song going around in my head. Like, all right, the world is ready. And I just moved to Mesa, Arizona, and yesterday my car got the transmission seal went out, which is, but here's the thing for me, there was a time I'd have thrown a fit and got all angry, but I just giggled. And really, the message I got was trust. And I'm really opening up to learn the leap of trust rather than the leap of faith. Because when I lust in trust, I bust loose all the moose. I bust loose all the stuff that is holding me back. And that really frees me up to understand anyway, and that allowed me to really be unselfish. And what that does is it allows me to promote people and do everything I choose to do, because I now grasp what is really going on in my life. And it's uncertainty and unknown, and it's all the uns of life. It's unleash, unknown, unblock, unleash. The un of life is the bun of success, is the sun of success. That is what I really understand now more than anything in my life. I undone the bun. But when you see that you're selfish, and if you think you're smarter than somebody else, you have something more omniscient than somebody else, really, that's a fear and a selfishness that people encompass. And as you stop the selfishness, you open up to unselfish love for myself. How does that feel when you say, I feel the unselfish love for myself? How does that free your soul to speak a outright utopian luminary wit to win in wisdom, innovation, and talent? Because it is our talent and our innovation that will ballet the success across the skies. But however, what is holding you back from realizing your selfishness? And I really notice it now when I go out and engage people. Because when I engage people, I listen more, and I really would rather hear more about them than myself, because I already know about myself. But I never, ever really want to tell everything, and I really want them to feel comfortable being around me. And that allows me to open up a new paradigm of success within myself. As I do this, I unlock this, and I free everything up to be me. And I quit trying to keep up with the Joneses, and I quit trying this. I'm always satisfied with everything I have. And I can unleash the desire to light the fire for have more, because there's always more in life. But I'm not attached to it. And that really opens up a new paradigm for me to live and be free to see me just do what I do. And I feel my heart is open and my eyes are open and every part of me is alive and ready to do life and ready to engage in a new safari every day, because it's my foresight that ignites the light to see the paths of prosperity. I can't multitask very But you know, as you open your eyes and you understand that how are you selfish with myself? And that's what a poverty consciousness is a selfishness. And as I become less selfish, I become more open and willing to invest in me and go, listen, I'm not stuck on following somebody else's way of doing things. I actually am free in my inner spree to do it for myself. Life will never be the same when you let go of selfishness, because it becomes a free-flowing river of wisdom, innovation, talent. But it's the seriousness of life leaves. And that is a bold thing. You know, the seriousness that we take ourselves is really the listlessness we live. And I'm down in Arizona really enjoying the nice weather and having fun and getting things done. But it's really about me engaging my wisdom. I'm selfish when I hold my wisdom in rather than engage it into the world. And something else I really opened up to and I experienced, when somebody sends me an email, you got limited time, you're doing this, you're doing that, that's the biggest crock of crap there ever was. And when I get one of them emails, I don't even do business with that person no more. In fact, I start having fun with them. I start sending them one of my books and one of this, because that is a selfishness also. When you think somebody has to buy your product and you try to put the hurry up buy on them, that's a lie you're telling yourself. And that is something at the top end of this, the spiritual and the coaching world, I've really expanded into. Because I now understand the top end of this wants to keep the bottom end coming, so they keep getting new people to buy their product. And when I opened up to understand this, I really expanded further than ever in my life, because I have let go of following the leader to be the leader and never be a needer. That's the thing. When you're following the leader, you're always the needer in everything. So when I stop this, I open this, I unlock this, how freeing does that mean? There's a canonized cockiness in everybody that your heart has the oomph to do whatever you choose. Your heart has the oomph to take you over the hump. And that is the thing that I really remember most about life. And I just love this game. I love this expanding through life, because you're unattached. There's no blacks. There's no batches. There's nothing. You become a liberated entrepreneur for sure. So now I open this up and I understand what I'm doing and I understand where I'm going. But I never have to be stuck in the muck and follow the needer. Never be the needer, the leader. Never be the needer in my life. I can stand and understand where I'm at. the selfishness I encompassed was so serious. I had to be right. I had to be this. I had to be that. But when you commit a cool, classy truth about what is really happening in your life, you free everything in your life. And it allows you to dance in a bold new way. And today we dance in an illumination of a sensation because we realize every situation is to expand us out of the current situation. And it's something that I really, really understand now. Every person is purposely placed right where they're at in life because they encompass the heart, wisdom, innovation, talent to expand that place out of where it's at. But how is your hometown where you grew up and everything a prison with a road out of it? Because going into the unknown and out into the world is really quite challenging for everybody. Because there's a lot of unknown quantities out there. There's just so much stuff that can happen out there. But it really doesn't matter. Because you have the wisdom, innovation, and talent to do this. But what is it that you're really holding on to? And how are you being selfish with yourself by not going out and seeing the world? See, that's a selfishness when you don't show the world your talent, your wisdom, and innovation because you encompass it to dance in a bold new way. So now, as we open up and we watch this, we have instrumental fun in life. And that is something I really, really am starting to grasp more than anything. And as we do this, and as we let go of this and expand into the savvy sapience to really live in a bolder way. And I'm not talking about, all I'm talking about in a bolder way I'm talking about living in your own brilliance and really open up and as you free that soul and you really dance through life, you really start seeing what is happening of things. And you know, life doesn't deal us sour lemons. Life deals us lemonades. We just got to realize how much sweetness we want to put in there. And that's really expanded me today and the other day when I started. And that's really what expanded me more than anything now, is when I let go of the selfish seriousness within myself. Because that's a hapless haunt that is in there causing a want and a need that will never let go, and it's a greed that just is a pulverizing peevishness, and it just holds us back, shuts us down. And it just creates havoc within ourselves, and that's kind of what's going on when you're in the need. You really are in the hapless wants of your own self. And when they say the greatest hand, that your greatest helping hand is at your wrist, well, the greatest helping hand you can have is inside your heart, is your heart. Because it'll take you to where it almost takes you where it scares you. Because it's not afraid of anything. It's the ingrained imprints that are scared of everything. The heart actually is ready to engage in everything in many ways. But what do you feel that's inside of you? What is inside of you that you just really, really are latched onto and afraid to let go of? This is something that I'm really starting to relish, because I really like the engaging of life and how much fun it is. And where are you stuck in your own life? Because you're afraid about what's happened in your in the circumstances of your life, because life does not have to be sour grapes. Life is actually an event, and it's got grief. It runs a full gamut. It's a roller coaster. But are you got enough pizzazz to ride the roller coaster of success? And that's what my books are about. Fear is My Friend, which is, I got an Amazon author's page. It's amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And all my books are in there, and I got a unique way of writing. I write in poetry, but I don't use not words, and I really stopped using the word you, because who's you? But what my book CDs and DVDs are, and my website is cowboy-wisdom.com, what my CDs and stuff are is about me teaching my journey. But it's really a visionary voyage into the uncertainty of life, and I'm really starting to, I didn't realize until I had to admit it, but I move around a lot because I love the world. I love the free spirit, and I really am not attached to anything, so I can really teach on attachment. But what I really teach and expand people into is their own inner innovator and their own communicator. Because we're going to communicate this world back to prosperity rather than think that I'm smarter than somebody or I'm going to do something because they can. But really what's going to open everybody up to play in these fields of prosperity is people, individual talent, mixing together to open the world up to an invigorating prosperity. And that is something that I'm starting to understand more than anything in my life, is what is it that people really want in their life, and how are people afraid to engage in everything they want, and how do they step back when it's time to step forward? I've noticed this a lot about life. And have I done it? Oh, yes. I have done it a bunch. And I don't do it on purpose. I've just done it. And, you know, it isn't that I've really done anything more than anybody else. I'm just more willing to engage in it than anybody else. And so what happens is I really allow myself the guts to do this. And I really have to admit to myself and admit to the world right now, I'm being selfish. I ain't taking this to the world in a full-blown way the way I should, because I really like my life just the way it is. And I'm really happy and satisfied, but I ain't grander with it. I want to be the grander for sure. to really expand the world into wealth and success because I chose to engage in the wealth and success of the world. Because I confess I won my game of life because I strive to expand in the inner self. And that is where this is when, and it isn't talk. I actually have expanded into understanding how to listen with my heart. And that's where I'm at now. And now my next big step, I'll be honest with you, is to really trust in God and the universe more than I do. Because that's got to get to be an ironclad trust. So we lust in life together. And that just gives it a steeliness to make me move forward and really step up and allow myself to win. And as I said, my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. I'm a hypnotherapist, an NLP practitioner, but I just see life in a bolder way than I ever have. But I really choose to allow people to have fun with this because that is kind of where I'm at in life. And as I have that ironclad trust, it's got to be in myself, and it's got to be in my heart to my gut. It's got to be a steel rod that goes from my heart to my gut, and it's just got to be a trail. It's got to be a titanium rod. And it's really got to be a boldness, and that's the thing about life and about where people really open up and see life expand in their inner selves and really see something that's really opened them up. And my website is cowboy-wisdom.com, and I really allow people my wisdom to move their life forward because wisdom is unattached to any situation, and it'll be able to be used in many situations. As you know, the thing about life is it's going to happen whether you're involved, engaged, or whatever. So what is it that you're really open to engage in your own life? And I really love conversation. And I can talk to anybody anywhere. I'm really uninhibited in my communication skills. As I am, I really like engaging people, and I really like engaging the top end of the spiritual world because there is an arrogance up there that people is fun to play with for me. And, you know, everybody is my equal. I'm not any, and I understand that, so that allows me to play in a game of open heart hegemony, which is an open heart supremacy. So how are you? Do you have an open heart supremacy to play and engage and live your dreams and do everything you desire? So as we go through life, we allow ourselves, we give ourselves permission, but it's really authorizing ourselves to use our wise wizardry to dance freely in life in every way. So as I am Robert A. Wilson, I am a hypnotherapist. You can email me at rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And I will expand and energize people's wisdom in their heart to live their life. But we will let go and expand into whatever the person desires. And that's what my cowboy wisdom and everything is about. And anyway, I want to thank you. I'll be here next Tuesday night and again Thursday on Thanksgiving Day. And we're going to talk about giving thanks to the world. And I want to thank all the listeners, and I want to thank everybody for being here. And we will see you Tuesday. And we'll say goodnight.